The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Just a little inside baseball first. There was in the Revised Common Lectionary, from which we read at every Mass, sometimes chop up the different passages so that I don't know, they're highlighting one point or another, or they're allowing us to skip over some difficult teaching of Jesus, or we can review that some other time. But here I want to just say, I mean, they add the first line of the 19th chapter of Matthew's Gospel here, basically for us to get over the fact that Jesus just said, if you don't forgive, you're not going to be forgiven by God, right? So I'm going to go back to that and pretend like I didn't say that last part. You know, here, so will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. Much higher impact line there for us. And this is, go back and think about what's happening here in this little parable, in this little image that Jesus gives to us. This is serious business. This is serious, serious business. Why? Because we don't merit anything from God. God doesn't owe us anything. The currency of, our currency or what God gives to us, it's all mercy. It's all forgiveness. We cannot place God in our debt. Right? Our entire life is based on the mercy of God. Okay, so we're all in this position. Each and every one of us is the slave that owed a huge amount to his master. And then we're going and choking the other servant. Right? That's simply what we're doing. Unless we're eagerly about the work of forgiveness. Okay, so how many times do I have to forgive? 7, 70? If you're counting, you're not doing it. If you're counting how many times you've forgiven someone, you're not forgiving them. You're postponing revenge, right? Passive aggression masquerades as patience. I'll let you think about it. I don't know how to explain it, right? It's like, because we think we're being patient, or we think we're being forgiving. We just like let it go. But that's not actually what forgiveness is. That's passive. And then you get to a point, oh, I've had enough, and I'm going to be aggressive now, right? And it's like, well, you weren't patient then. That's not patience. Patience requires our living in the moment, right? Being forgiving requires our living in the moment in communion with the person who's sought out our forgiveness. And again, it doesn't mean, like we saw yesterday, that either nothing happened. Oh, nothing happened, right? Then you don't need forgiveness, right? Something did happen, and it matters, right? It's not like, oh, that kind of thing doesn't matter. Yeah, that did matter, right? So there's something here to work on, reconciliation, the work of reconciliation. It's just to say we shouldn't tire of doing God's work. We shouldn't tire of being merciful, of being kind or generous and the rest.